Good morning, Alan. I guess the top story this morning is the bid for a Boston Olympics Games has fallen through.
It's dead and a good thing, I gotta tell you. Idea that the state of Massachusetts would have to come up with enormous amounts of money, that the city of Boston would have to underwrite it, and if there was any loss, they would have to pay that loss. We've seen too much of this around the world. And I think the one thing that you can tell about Massachusetts voters and citizens are that they're not foolish. And there are those like Congressman Richie Neal who are saying, wait a second now, if we're going to build infrastructure only in Boston, but the whole state is going to have to pay for it, that's no good. I'm not for it under those conditions. And so the whole thing collapsed of its own weight, and a good thing too, I say. Because, why in the world does Massachusetts need it? Right now, we're hearing that this Los Angeles is going to put its own bid in. Good. Because, the great thing about television is, even if it's in your own state, if something's going on, you can all watch it pretty much real time, sitting there and doing that. So, as a Massachusetts voter, as a Massachusetts resident, I got to be honest with you, it's not going to be a popular thing for me to say, but I'm delighted.
Another big headlines, Hillary Clinton has unveiled her climate change plan as she's running for president in 2016. How central do you think that the climate change debate will be in this election cycle?
Well, I think it's going to be big, and I think they know it. The polling all shows that Americans, quite rightly, are concerned about what's happening to their environment. The deniers, the people who say that there is no such thing as climate change, are generally to be found in the other party. So what you have here is Hillary Clinton, it becomes a win-win for her. She's able to move left because this perspective is embraced by the center-left in the Democratic Party. And while the Clintons have always been suspect in terms of playing footsie with the banking and other industries, this is one place where she can really distinguish herself and mobilize her left. And she's doing that. And also looking forward to a general election where most Americans believe there is such a thing as climate change and they want something done about it. And Mrs. Clinton is saying, I'm going to do something about it. So it sets her up against this sort of group of peoples, many of whom are deniers.
And lastly, the Boy Scouts of America, they have announced that they are ending their ban on gay adult leaders. Obviously, this is a big step forward for the organization.
You're exactly right, Lewis. This has been too long in coming. I'm delighted that it's here. There will be groups, religious groups, the Mormons, for example, are very upset about this. So I would simply say that there's going to be an ability to make accommodations so that people with religious beliefs can be accommodated.